from Las Vegas, from the ACUC here in lovely Las Vegas, 2017. We're here with Troy Stang. How are you, Troy?
Very well. Good to see you.
Good to see you as well.
Yes.
How's the show going so far for you?
Very nice. We're off to a great start. The attendance is wonderful, and the content is just amazing. You know, we're at a time in the credit union space where relevance is so critically important, and thinking about how we make sure our organizations are nimble and agile in a way that we can really skate to where the consumer's needs are. And I think that's the theme that we're seeing in the conference from top to bottom.
Yeah, we just got a Guy Kawasaki's keynote up there, and he delivered a great keynote. And
wasn't that
lots
fun?
Of cool stuff.
Yeah. 30-point font.
I know. Always remember 30-point. I'm going to remember that from now on. Hey, let's talk a little bit about what's going on with Northwest Credit Union Association. What's going on there these days?
Well, we're in a really fun season for us in the advocacy business. We have three states, Idaho, Oregon, and Washington, that we've navigated through their state legislatures. Very important time for credit unions. Yeah. We've been able to ensure that the credit union message, making sure all those elected officials and policy officials understand that credit unions are cooperatives, understand that they're really creating real economic value, first off for their members, that real value that they create and generate each and every day, ending up in the pockets of those consumers in those states, making an economic impact that has a ripple effect in all those communities. So critically important.
Yeah, what message resonates with those folks out there? Because, I mean, I had Ryan Donovan in here earlier, Chief Advocacy Officer for CUNA, and told me a whole bunch of stuff. Well, I mean, from your perspective, what message resonates with those folks?
Well, the message that we love to make sure we leave them with is the fact, listen, credit unions are a completely different form of financial services, and the intention of having cooperative finance in America's financial landscape is intentional to balance the credit structure. And I think we have an obligation, I know we have an obligation as a credit union system, to make sure we do a better job of articulating the holistic value of the impact, and each individual credit union certainly runs that challenge each and every day, and opportunity to make sure the individual members that they're serving understand the value they're receiving, but the membership as a whole needs to be, you know, all oars in the water. The more an individual member contributes to a cooperative, the more a gain they're going to receive as well.
So, I like all oars in the water. I like all, that. Team
all
effort.
Of that, all of that resonates with policy officials. You know, many of the elected officials, representative of America's credit unions membership, are also members of credit unions. So when you get them thinking about the fact we are a consumer, we are an elected official, and we are also a cooperative member owner of these credit unions, they start connecting the dots, and it allows us to really put a stake in the sand as it relates to our policy conversations. And so we did that successfully in all three states. In Oregon and Washington, we had a credit union act that we passed, or an update to the credit union act in both of those states, and also working on advancing some other proactive agenda. We are seeing more and more need in the community for cooperative financial services for credit unions, and so making sure that the policy environment is ever fluid, allowing for credit unions to be more relevant is what we're really focused on.
Ryan mentioned, and when I spoke to him a little bit earlier, he mentioned about getting the members to be advocates as well, because when you have 110 million members being advocates for credit unions, that's a pretty powerful story. I mean, are you finding that you guys are kind of reaching out to the members, or having the credit unions reach out to the members as well? I mean, it's a great resource for them.
I just love that opportunity, and I think it's one of the richest opportunities we have as a credit union system. In the Northwest, there are already 5 million consumers that are members of credit unions.
That's a big number.
That's 50% of the population in those three states of the Northwest. So think about this. Think about if we could make sure that 50% of the population who is a member of a credit union can articulate what they're a part of. And much like our speaker just said, not so much necessarily in the dollars and cents, but if they can articulate it from a passion and a heart and a mind and a soul perspective, oh my gosh, that word of mouth is just going to continue to nurture. So it's good for business. To Brian's point, it's really, really good for advocacy, because there's so many interests that are needing to be represented and heard in our state capitals and our nation's capital. But when it's the voice of the consumer, when it's the voice of the American, when it's the voice of the statesperson, that's when it really resonates with those policy officials. So how do we do that?
Yeah.
And it's got to start first. Are we singing off the same song sheet? Are we, as the 6,000 credit unions in the nation, as the 190 credit unions in the Northwest. Mm-hmm. Are we talking about ourselves in the same manner?
Right.
And every day we are employers, so we have churn on our front line and our organizations as employers. Mm-hmm. So you got to go through the new employee orientation. You've got to go through the onboarding of your institutional procedures. Mm-hmm. But when in that journey of onboarding, do we make sure each credit union employee is armed with that message so that they can interact with that member, leaving each member just one nugget smarter about what they're a part of in each transaction. So in the Northwest, we've been on this journey. We call it connect and influence. The ability to create this connection in this web of consumers, members that we serve. Think about what happens when there's 5 million people so much smarter about credit unions. They're going to be able to pass that off to their neighbors, to their friends. And we're blessed in the Northwest with tons of potential and projected population growth. It's a very strong economic sector of our industry, of our country in the Northwest. And so just to maintain status quo, I believe in credit union space, is not enough. We have got to ratchet up the energy, the message, the energy behind the value we generate to really be able to do leaps and bounds from a growth perspective, from a value generation perspective.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you, like, what are some of the challenges that credit unions face in telling their story, not only to their representatives, but to consumers who may not know? Because there's still a big gap out there, from what I've heard, that the majority of the consumers don't know what a credit union is.
It's amazing. Yeah. Again, if you take a look at Jim Nussle said it from the main stage this morning, there's 300,000 people who work for America's credit unions.
That's a lot. That's a big number.
In the Northwest, that's about 20,000 of them work in the Northwest.
Yeah, that's a big number.
That's a big number of people to make sure we are aligned in our message, number one, and then being able to pass it off into the member interaction.
All right, I'm going to ask you a wrap-up question because I know you're all over the place here. So what's your outlook on the rest of 2017? How do you see credit unions faring?
2017, I think, is a great opportunity. We've got not only the growth opportunities, but inside the existing portfolios. Credit unions have really strived to make sure that they have full PFI, full share of wallet, and we talk about membership growth. That's critically important because you got to have new people walking in the front doors, metaphorically, to your industry, but making sure that we're taking care of our own. And so I see credit unions really honing in on making sure their full suite of products and services are relevant to the members' needs. And those products and services are changing.
By the minute.
Yeah, so I think it's a rich opportunity. We are really excited in the Northwest to see how the national awareness initiative that Jim Nussle and CUNA are working on. Denise Gable, who I know you visited with earlier, she's on that task force. And how are we going to take that work at the national level and be able to, I say, land that plane in the Northwest? Because here's another great opportunity to use the voices that we have in the industry, use the 300,000, the 20,000 in the Northwest proactively to make sure we can advance that message. So I say full guns on awareness, full guns on advocacy, and full guns on growth.
Right on. Great message to end on. Troy, thank you so much.
You,
well done, man. Well done. Keep up the good work.
Thank
good to see you too.